Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I'm Pepe, and I'm joined by Nathan. And today, we are back on our bullshit. Well, maybe not swear straight into the episode, but that's what we're doing. Welcome to a Cultured Boys Just Chatting. Yay!
Do you remember when you had a go at me for doing that a few months back?
Yeah, yeah.
And now you've just done it, I think, even quicker than I did.
Oh yeah, this is easily within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, at least I took it like 20 seconds. Jeez.
Literally, back on our bullshit. Oh, that's the second time.
My God. We started the year strong.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so... This
my
is,
God.
Oh, man. How are you, Nathan? You good?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Apparently, you know what? I don't know why I asked. Apparently, you're great because you're just full of beans today, ain't you?
Apparently, yeah, yeah. That's it. I've had two, like, reasonably good sized glasses of water. I was feeling rough as shit yesterday, though, I'll tell you that.
It's okay. It's past the minute by this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the worst right now.
I am literally the worst. Like, honestly, like I was like supposed to be doing a whole bunch of like cleaning stuff yesterday around the flat, and literally, I think it got to a point where I was watching a bunch of anime. And then I was like, oh, you know, I should probably do something. And then it got to the point where I fell asleep for a few hours. And then I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'll watch a bunch more anime, maybe like ease myself in. And I did some cleaning. I did a bit of cleaning.
Oh, okay. I did some of that.
So I did some of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not as much as I wanted to do. I was like literally, on the Friday, I was like, look, tomorrow I'm going to like spend a good portion of the morning and afternoon cleaning. And then in the afternoon, that's when I can kind of watch more anime and do things that, like, the procrastination things. Yeah. But procrastination things went on early in the day. and then the funny thing is, I got to the cleaning bit and I was like, okay, cool. Done like, the front room. Moved over to, like, I'll sort out my bedroom in a second. And then it got to a point where, like, I started organizing my music on Spotify.
Okay.
Like, because I don't know, anyone that knows me knows that, like, my liked songs on Spotify are just a massive list of just things I've accumulated over the years.
Yeah.
So I like this song, I'll add it to my liked songs on Spotify. And there's probably about like 3,300 on there now, I think.
Okay.
It's a decent sizable amount. But then I was like, I want to like limit that down to like songs that I actually really, really enjoy. You know, like a highlights kind of thing.
Yeah.
And bit by bit, I went through 3,300 songs and made it like a highlight thing. And I narrowed it down to what I think is probably about 600 now.
Jeez.
Of like my highlighted songs. Like this is like the top song. I only finished that this morning because you can say a good 3/4 of the way through getting through those songs, I got a massive headache.
Oh, I wonder
understandably
why.
Which is may have been from watching a shit ton of anime all day, having a random mid-afternoon nap, waking up watching more anime, and then just fucking like staring at my phone for scrolling, like, you know, focusing so much, like, oh yeah, is this song good, is this song count, is this song count, like, because then you have to make those decisions as well, like, do I want to keep this on the, is this a highlight song, is this a not highlight song? And then I took some took some paracetamol, went to bed super early. So my productive Saturday of cleaning wasn't as productive as I thought it would be.
My
though.
God. Like, you're... Feels like a whole week. I mean, that's just your Saturday, but I'm going to extrapolate that to your entire week.
I mean, the other parts of my week are just freaking...
Like,
what was my week?
Our weeks could not just work different.
Working and watching The Bear, to be honest. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. The fucking Bear is...
I haven't watched it. I only know it because I've binged it with Babish. He's done some recreations of recipes. So I know of the show. But like, yeah, like our weeks could not be more different, dude.
Well, like, what have you been doing your week then?
Bro, I've been grinding like crazy, man. I got...
Yeah, yeah.
Over the Christmas period, I was like slacking off way too hard. I was like in a weird funk where I was like, oh, I don't want to work. Like, you know, you get in one of those moods where you're like, there's lots of stuff to do, and you're like, I don't want to do any of it.
Mm.
So I was like, I didn't want to play video games. I didn't want to listen to music. I didn't want to do work. I literally, wow. Like, I didn't actually want to do anything. But you know, when you're also like, I'm bored, so I should do something. And you're like, yeah, but I don't want to do anything.
I mean, that's arguably what the Christmas break is about, though, to be honest. I feel like when you have that week or two, or whatever, how many days off you have, like, you don't really want to be focusing on any of that stuff, like, any...
I mean, like, yes, but I also had a lot of work to do, so this week was me catching up with slacking off for, like, a week and a half, condensed into 6 days.
Yeah.
Like, I had... all of my personal project stuff that I needed to get done. And I had a lot of stuff to get done by Tuesday. So the 2nd. So literally New Year's Day, I worked on stuff for like 9 hours straight without a break, without much of a break. So I was like, I was like drawing a bunch of stuff. I was doing a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of stuff for projects. And then on top of that, I had to then mix in like Cultured Boy stuff. So I was like, you know, watching and reading things for Cultured Boys. I was editing Red Cat Ramen. My entire week has been a mixture of jumping between different projects to get things done here and there. My week didn't calm down until Friday-ish. Because that was when I was like, okay, most of the deadlines are gone. Everything's kind of sorted. And then I was like, cool. And then I just sort of sat there and was like, I'm tired.
So you literally gone through a week of doing absolutely like literally zero, like nothing basically.
Yeah.
To like a very
busy week and a half of doing nothing. And then just like full tilt 200% for 4 days.
Yeah.
And when I was just like, I'm tired. But then I was like, that's not, I ain't got time to break, man. I got more work to do.
Get on that grind, I guess.
Oh man. I should manage my time better.
I mean, that's the one thing in it. Like, it's easy to say, oh yeah, you just do this, you just like sometimes like procrastination is just one of those ones where it's just like, I don't know, for me, like literally what I was saying just there, procrastination is probably one of the bigger issues for me, because like during the Christmas break as well, I had like a few days like where I just didn't do anything, which is like, I felt like it was very needed, because I went down south again to see like you guys, like family, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like for the first few days I was there, luckily, like, I finished my work on a Friday, and then it was like, okay, cool, just chill. Like, for a few days until Christmas, and then after Christmas, that's when, like, a lot of, like, the social activity stuff ends up happening again. You know what I mean? Where, like, the 23rd and 24th, I did next to nothing those 2 days. Where, like, I was playing video games a little bit. I was watching some TV, catching up on a few things. But then, like, it's the 26th onwards was just, like, there's stuff to be doing every single day.
Wow.
Like I actually had something planned every day from the 26th, so it's like it's one of those ones, like it's good that like you're doing things and like having that time off work and like you're keeping active in those sort of ways, but it's also like for someone like, I don't know, for me and you, for example, like social battery is a big thing as well.
I feel like
out of the two of us, you probably have a shorter one than I do. Like,
oh, for sure. That's for context.
Yeah.
At least especially to Pepe. That's why when we did our friends like belated Christmas thing, I left early.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it at the time. But by the time I was like, right, I'm actually really tired, I'm going to go home. I got home and I like sat in front of my computer and I was like just sort of by myself, like in a dark room, and I was like, I'm so tired. And I realized, oh right, yeah, that's because my social battery's gone.
Like, yeah, it's one of those things. If like we're like, for a bit of context between like, or like the Secret Santa thing that we did, like we started a little bit earlier because there's some people in our group which like have like, I don't know, they have to travel a bit further as well. There's like people's lives are very different to what I used to be. So we started a bit earlier, and it did end a bit earlier than what we would usually do with that kind of thing. It's not a bad thing at all. Like people.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it didn't start too much earlier than we probably normally would have. We probably normally would have met maybe like an hour later or so anyway.
Like
we met that the day we, our friends group like met for our belated Christmas thing, like what we started at like 2-ish. I turned up at around 2:30, so like it's not much earlier. We might have actually like depending on it, we might have actually met up then anyway.
Yeah, possibly. It all depends on like what right kind of things end up going on the day, because sometimes we end up some people end up hanging out before this there's a whole bunch of different things that could like go
when
on.
Did
like, also depending where you drive,
when did it actually end, like when did you leave?
Oh god, I think I must have left about, I feel like it was about 9-10 o'clock.
That is quite early. Like our friend stuff used to be like, it's rolling on to like midnight or like beyond, and we're like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go home.
I think it was around then anyway, because realistically, when you're starting at 2 and going on to like, that is still like about, that's 8 hours basically.
Yeah. I mean, I left at like 8:30.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think it was like, I think it was like, yeah, about 2 hours later, I think it may have finished. Like, don't quote me on any of that, but I feel like
at that point,
I'm like, yeah. But there's some people that left a lot earlier. No, it was a good time though. I think it's one of those things, like I feel with the friendship group that we have, like a lot of people end up like they're moving on with their lives. And I think that's one of those ones when you just genuinely have a friendship group, like from school anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's already,
I think
quite rare.
you'll always be, I mean, yeah. Cause we've been friends for God, like, well, You've probably known these guys a lot longer than I have.
I've known these guys since most of them since year 7.
Yeah.
So like what? How old are you in year 7? Like 11?
Like 10, 11, yeah.
Yeah, so I've known most of these guys for like 2 decades now.
Yeah.
By this point. Like I've known them like most of my life.
So for me, when I joined 2009, so
yeah, what we were like 16, 17.
So yeah, it's been about 14-13 years since I've known you guys. Basically.
So like, I've known like our friendship group's quite a rare one for a lot of people, because it's like most of us are from secondary school. Like
it's one of those ones, like we were saying, that like it's quite rare to have a friendship group like that that kind of stick together for that long. Like it feels. A lot of us don't hang out half as much as you used to. However, a lot of people have moved a bit further away.
Yeah, I mean, life also, life gets in the way.
Like, there's a lot of different stuff going on in people's lives as well. It's, like, I don't know. I'm like a prime example. I live like about...
you live across the fucking country for one.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people that like, people move on. Yeah, if I can... Well, I've not moved on. I've just moved away, and I'm still very much in contact with like majority of
Well, I mean, really. That's the thing. When you look back on it though, like when we used to hang out a lot, most of us didn't, even though we had work and stuff, we all actually lived pretty close together as well. Like we all lived.
We did.
I want to say roughly 15-minute drive between most of us. Like we were all super close, and because we all like drove, like you could drop a text at any point and be like, yo, you want to hang out? And like someone will probably turn up at somebody else's house within a half hour of receiving that message or whatever.
Like, that's like, one thing as well, like having a friendship group which went on beyond school, as well as a friendship group which actually all lived quite close to each other. It was like it was one of those ones where like you kind of like, yeah, okay, let's just hang out in the day. Like you wouldn't, but everyone has so many different commitments now than what used to be as well, so.
Yeah, that's the hard part, isn't it? Like I think that's the one thing that is the most different, is now that we all got so much stuff going on, and we're all so far apart that like the random impulsive texts to invite you to just like, you know, like sometimes it literally just be like, yo, I don't know what you're doing, but you want to go get lunch? And it's like, yeah, okay, cool. And then like you go from having lunch to like hanging out for half the day doing absolutely fucking nothing, but it was like off the cuff. Nobody had any plans for whatever reason, or even if they did, they were like, I'll push it back until whenever.
I think it's harder to organize that kind of thing. One, like, it's just
again, at least between you and me, I'm not about to just randomly send you a text like, yo, you want to go get some dinner or something? Like,
yeah. I'll be like, yeah, go on, then I'll travel down for 4 hours. Yeah. unless you invited me to like some fucking sick like restaurant which you have like exclusivity thing, I think.
Yeah, but like, I mean, okay. Even if I did that, I'd have to let you know like so far in advance. I'm like, yo, you're coming down for this, yeah? Like,
you got to come down today, yeah, of all times. I'll be like, okay, what was it for? And be like, it's this reason.
Yeah, but even if it was, it'd be really unreasonable to be like, you need to get here in like 6 hours.
Yeah, the chances of me actually turning up are very slim as well. Because,
yeah, exactly. Like,
unless it's a weekend, and even then, it had to be really freaking good for me if I had to drive down in the morning on a Saturday, drive down 4 hours, do the thing in the evening, and then travel back the next day. It had to be
you're more reasonable than that to just jump in a car and be like, yeah, okay, I'll see you in a bit.
Like, if I, like, sometimes I do come down for like a short weekend, and it probably will more likely be I'll like travel down on a Friday and then go back on a Sunday or something. Like, it's those quite short, like quick kind of things. Like that would be like, for example, if someone's birthday, if they let me know like about a month in advance, I'd be like, yeah, I'll make the time to do that.
Yeah,
like it's all about the thing is as well, like I will obviously make the effort to go to like people's like birthdays or anything like that, or if they have like a thing, like I just have to know there's like a lot of conditions to me that had to be ticked off. Like, for example, I have to know well in advance so I can actually travel down.
See, it's funny because like I feel like we're at least our group is a bit like that now with all the commitments that our group has. It's like, yeah, okay, well, if you're having a birthday, can you We'll try our hardest to be there, but it's like, can you at least let me know, like, at least a month in advance? Because like, I've got to move a bunch of stuff, or I might got...
I think, you know, like, yeah, so, like, that's one thing as well, because, like, a lot of people, like, they have partners, and obviously, living, like, if they have, like, a house or whatever, like, there's obviously not just one person's plan to get involved, it's also the other person's as well. So, like, it'd be like, oh, wait, hold on, my partner might be doing something on this day,
or
whatever. And it's, like, trying to make the simple organization thing, which would have been like, oh yeah, here's a text, you want to go out for lunch? Yeah, sure. Might not, it's not as easy as it used to be with that. I can understand that.
Plus now we all have like way more work commitments.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Back then when we was all like, you know, teenagers and whatever, we're like, oh, maybe we got part-time jobs or something. But like our work responsibilities weren't as big. So it was like way easier to just be like, yeah, let's go hang out at someone's house. But like now it's like, yeah. No way, dude.
My one work responsibility back then was like, I just couldn't do anything. I could rarely do anything on the Friday night because like my shifts were always, I think like they were like, it was Friday, Sunday, and it was another day as well. Or it might have been 2 days. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a fair few. But they'd always be late ones.
Yeah.
So I'd always work like the closing shift in the supermarket. So, like, if anyone did hang out or wanted to hang out, I'd have to be like, yeah, I can do it, but I just can't do Friday. Or, like, I'd turn up and be like, yeah, order me a curry for this time, and then I might...
Yeah, see, that's also, like, the problem I had with some of my jobs that I've had over the years. Is like, if I had a job, then it was always, like, late shifts, because that's, like, works better for me. But then that also meant, like, you guys would send me texts. I'm like, I'll see you at the next big event, because I'm working that night.
What time did your shift usually finish when you like worked in the place you did?
I mean, at the last place, normally I would work a 4-hour shift, like 4 to 8.
Yeah, 4 to 8. Okay, fair.
But then, like, as time went on, it sort of evolved and I ended up doing more double shifts more often than not. So it'd be like, I'd work from like 12 till 8.
It'd be a longer day,
And then, like, as I took on more jobs in my last place, it was like, oh, okay, even if I did a 4 to 8, I'd be like, nah, dude, I'm too tired. Because it's like, I'd be doing like lots of physical labor, and I'd be like basically running half the place by myself, even though I wasn't management. Like, so by the time you guys would be like, you want to come and eat? You want to come have a takeaway dinner? I'd be like, no, I'm going home. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, like, when you're doing shop work, and you're on your feet all day, I think sometimes it really does take out you. Like, oh, mate, I don't have the energy to do so. It's different on a, like, I feel like it's slightly different at a desk job where you like do your 9 to 5 or whatever. And it's kind of like you're not really doing too much strenuous stuff. I think
the desk job is more like mentally exhausting, and not in a way like, oh man, because like, you know what I mean? I just, because you're like probably like thinking more than you are actually like physically doing like physical labor.
Yeah. It depends on how busy your day is as well, because like the way my job works is that some days you can just have a day behind a computer and you're just like, yeah, okay, just doing bits. And then the next day you'd be like, no, you gotta do this. There's like a lot of like, oh shit, you have to go to this place, or you have to go to this place, and it's like, okay, crap, I gotta like it's a mix of, oh, it is somewhat physical, like you go be on your feet a lot on that day.
Yeah.
But it's also like my job is a lot, like I'm not gonna go too much into this what my job is, but it's a lot of waiting around sometimes before I have to do. So it's just like, yeah, it's just on your feet, or you're waiting around, or you have to wait for this person to be done or this thing. And it's like, yeah, it's one of those things, like my job's a bit of a mix of it. But
I mean, luckily,
at the end of the day, on those days, I would never be wanting to hang out afterwards.
Yeah.
But if I had a desk day where I'm like, okay, all I've been doing is staring at the screen, that kind of thing, I can just like casual, like stat work, basically, like analytical stuff. I probably would, if someone said, hey, do you want to go for a drink afterwards? I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, I can manage that, that kind of thing. Like, you just sat down talking and drinking, basically. I'll probably end up ducking a bit earlier, but I'd still like try and make, if that was the case, I'd be wanting to hang out.
Yeah. See, luckily with my job now, it's all a desk job. It's, but now where I work, I'm like self-employed. It's a 24-hour job. So, there are times where I'm like, right, put in a day's work, pack it in, but the brain just never stops. So like, for example, like this week where, like I said, I like grinded for nine hours on New Year's Day, 9 hours I packed it in. I was like, cool, powered down the PC, went and sat on, like turned on the TV to just like have some videos on whilst I was like lounging around on my bed. But even so, I was like, oh shit, Did I remember to make this? Did I remember to set that up? Did I do this? And I was like, oh man.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, if the whole self-employed thing is like, you obviously, like you said, you're your own boss at that point, and that means you have to be like, what targets am I hitting with this kind of thing? Am I
needed
like, am I
to be
to get this
super on it? Like, otherwise I'm so screwed.
When you're self-employed, like you are literally, you only have yourself to blame if certain things, I
well,
guess.
That's that's always the funniest part, is like when I'm talking to like you or like some other friends or something, and like sometimes people forget I'm self-employed now. So then I'll join in the conversation, be like, yeah, my manager's a right fucking dick, isn't he? God, bloody idiot, always forgets this. And they're like, oh God, yeah, managers suck. And then they turn around and look at you, like they look at me and they're like, wait, don't you work for yourself? Aren't you your manager? I'm like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a right muckins. Fucking hell. Can't get anything right. Or it'll be like, yeah, I sent off this thing. I'm just waiting for co-workers to come back or whatever. Yeah. And then people look at me like, you don't have co-workers. It's just you. And I'm like, for me to sort out my shit. Fuck's sake.
Now, do you ever feel like overly stressed by what you do at all? Like,
it depends on the situation. Sometimes I do. I feel like sometimes I get crushed under the weight of my own ambition. Because you know when you think, like especially this year, I've like planned so many projects, but it feels like so many things are going to be happening in a very short time span. So now I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for all the work that I'm made for myself, and also try and balance it with, you know, doing Culture Boy stuff. Social things, hanging out with my family, like, and stepping away from it all. But when you've also set like hard deadlines for yourself, it kind of sucks, because it's like I'm literally experiencing that I don't have enough time in the day. And so like I'm finding myself jumping from project to project. I'll do a little bit here and a little bit there, and hopefully everything will come together in time, or if not, I'm just gonna have to deal with the fact that I need to learn to set more realistic goals or realistic time frames for things.
It's just one of those things with time management as well. Like, it's like dedicating a certain amount of hours to what you think is achievable within that as well. It's like, it's a weird one, because like with my job anyway, like I know that I have to meet daily deadlines in certain things. So I know for a fact that if I don't get this done by this point, it's like, fuck's sake, okay, I might end up like sometimes something that I think should be quite quick ends up being a bit longer.
Oh man, I hate that.
So it just happens. It's one of those things, it happens. Like it you have no control over it. Sometimes like you estimate a project is smaller than it actually is, and it's like, okay, look, okay, there's a little bit more work that needs to go into it. It's not a problem, but it is inconvenient, is what it is. And it's kind of like, the more it happens, the more you learn to adapt with it. That's what I find anyway. And it's, I think, especially when you're self-employed and you're relying on yourself with that kind of thing. I think, like you said, you work, as you said, 24 hours, basically.
Pretty much.
Going to be on, like, you're thinking about it all the time. So I guess with that thing, it's easier because, you know, like, I know you can't really switch off as much with that, but at least you know that you don't have to stop by a certain time. Whereas, you know, like for some reason, in a 9-to-5 where you have your set working hours.
Yeah.
Like the moment, like I feel like I've gone over that, it's like, look, it's time to wrap up now, but I've also still got a bunch more stuff to do. It kind of, I think in some ways it makes you feel not exactly down about what you do, but you feel like, crap, I didn't actually get this done in time for this. Like, does that mean I've done a bad job at it? Like, or is it because I'm a perfectionist and I'm focusing
too much on one aspect?
Making this, yeah, that's, it's a tough one. I think that's where it falls into time management and
see
perfectionist,
like, I see both sides, whereas like I do actually try to stick to sort of a working day type of thing. So I like, mainly because I don't want to experience burnout.
Yeah,
because you know, you grind away at something for too long, and if you're like the 24-hour job thing is like, I do need to have that hard separation where it's like, right, no more work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No more work. That's it. We're relaxing now, watching videos, playing video games for fun, et cetera, whatever, right? But at the same time, like, where it is a 24-hour thing, I am painfully aware that also there are just times where I don't turn off and I don't set myself that, like, hard whatever, and I'm like, oh, I'm not stopping now, and I will be working from when I start, let's say like 1:30, 2 p.m. all the way until like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'm like, wow, I've been in front of my computer working on stuff for over 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to do it again tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
sometimes I understand what you mean, like if you don't get a bunch of stuff done within your daily target, but sometimes that, I feel like that might be a bit better than like, oh, it just never ends. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be working for like 12 plus hours every day and still never get everything done, because you'll never get everything done.
I think it's tougher when you're actually running your own management kind of thing with that as well, like, because like, for example, like with your own self-employment, like doing that 12-hour days, like it's a weird kind of mindset, like because you're the only one on it,
yeah,
it feels like you
I have to
like, look, okay, you have to do it because otherwise it's not gonna be done by anyone else.
Yeah,
like you said, you've been doing this for about a year now, is it?
Yeah, I quit my job last year around early April, so like
I said less than a year.
Less than a year, but like it's getting close. Like I think it's like 9 months ish. 8-9 months. I will say though, despite everything, I cannot put an emphasis on how much my mental health has improved. And like, maybe you can attest to this a little bit, Pepe. You know, what with you being a friend that I talk to like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a lot happier than I was before. Like, when I was working my retail job, man, I hated life.
Yeah.
And I was griping about work all the time. Like, I'd never had a good thing to say. And yeah, okay, now I get a little stressed from, like, picking up too much, you know, doing too much in too short of a time frame. But overall, I really cannot state like how much happier I am. It was a stupid choice for sure, you know, leaving a paying job for a non-paying job and one that hasn't even started paying out yet. But like, dude, I'm I'm so much happier than I feel like, at least for me, like it's worked out because just stuff has aligned very well. Like we started Culture Boys, so like I ended up building a bunch of skills that are very applicable to what I'm doing now. And like, at least for me personally, I just think what I'm doing now was just the right time to do it. Like there was kind of like a, I've got nothing to lose. Well, yeah, except financial stability. But you know, I say things like, oh, I haven't had a paying job for almost a year, but I'm like, it's what things are working out. So don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
Just, you know, I don't want people to worry and be like, oh, is he okay, you know, like, or yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like things are actually working out. Like I won't tell you guys because it's too much information, too much personal information. But I do tell Pepe, I do tell friends and like family and stuff, and things are actually working out. Pepe yeah, does know this. Yeah. Like things have actually worked out quite well for me considering. And they're getting better. So
it's one of those things as well. Like it like you said, it takes time with these sort of things, and it does like it, you have to build up this kind of stuff. And it doesn't success in any job really, it doesn't just happen overnight. No, it, like and nothing Rome isn't built in a day, as they used to say.
Yeah, so everything's a process. Yeah. It's the I don't know. I guess at the end of it all, I guess we're just trying to say, hang in there, folks. Your time's coming.
That sounds more like a threat.
No, not in that sense.
Your
you know
time's
what I mean,
coming. Like. Yeah, yeah, I get you. I know what you mean. It's holding out that hope for something. Yeah, I get that. Right. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Check us on our podcast platform. We are also on X. And we'll catch you next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.